Date?
1865. The Midland Railway Company begins the building of St Pancras Station. The church authorities agree that the railway can run over a part of St Pancras Churchyard. A young surveyor, Thomas Hardy, is given the task of overseeing the disinterment of the graves. An ash tree around which he placed some of the tombstones, known as the Hardy Tree, can still be seen in the churchyard. An extract from the first biography of the writer.
Throughout the late autumn and early winter, Hardy attended at the churchyard each evening between 5 and 6, as well as sometimes at other hours. There, after nightfall, within a high hoarding that could not be overlooked, and by the light of flare lamps, the exhumation went on continuously of the coffins that had been uncovered during the day, new coffins being provided for those that came apart in lifting and for loose skeletons, and those that held together being carried to the new ground on board merely. Hardy supervised these mournful processions when present, with what thoughts may be imagined.
On one occasion, a coffin fell apart to reveal a skeleton with two skulls. The whole experience of the disinterment inspired the writer in at least two poems. The first is Gallows Humour.
O passenger, pray list and catch our sighs and piteous groans, half stifled in this jumbled patch of wrenched memorial stones. We, late lamented, resting here, are mixed to human jam, and each to each exclaims in fear, I know not which I am. The wicked people have annexed the verses on the good. A roaring drunkard sports the text, teetotal Tommy should. Where we are huddled, none can trace, and if our names remain, they pave some path or peeing place where we have never lain. There's not a modest maiden elf but dreads the final trumpet, lest half of her should rise herself and half some local strumpet. From restorations of thy fane, from smoothings of thy sward, from zealous churchmen's pick and plane, deliver us, O Lord.
It has often been suggested that Hardy recalled the location, adding intensity to this poem of disappointed love.
We stood by a pond that winter day, and the sun was white, as though chidden of God, and a few leaves lay on the starving sod. They'd fallen from an ash and were grey. Your eyes on me were as eyes that rove over tedious riddles of years ago, and some words played between us to and fro, on which lost them all by our love. The smile on your mouth was the deadest thing alive enough to have strength to die, and a grin of bitterness swept thereby, like an ominous bird a wing. Since then, keen lessons that love deceives and rings with wrong have shaped to me your face and the God-cursed sun and a tree and a pond edged with greyish leaves.